Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. We've been around in business since 1924. This is our 90th year, so it's some big news. We've been having a lot of fun this year, and it's been fun doing these shows and bringing on some of our members. And I've got a member here with me who's got a heart as big as Christmas, I think, and that is Judd Shepherd, owner of Shepherd's Service Center. Good morning, Judd.
Hi, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So let's jump right in. Well, okay, let's first off start and talk a little bit about your shop. Now, you guys are located in Finksburg, right?
Yes, we're located right on 140. Just before you get into the Baltimore County, right over the Liberty Reservoir Bridge.
I see the sign all the time, especially if it's in the morning and things are backed up and I'm stopping there. I see you guys off on the left side, headed out of town.
Yeah, it's a great location, and it's really convenient to get to from just about anywhere in the county.
How long have you guys been in that spot?
We've been there since 2010.
But you've been in business for what? Quite a number of years.
1985, Dad started as the Shepherd's 140 Exxon in Finksburg.
Family business. I love it.
Yeah. I had a great time. I got started working on cars right out of high school and learned how to pump gas and cut grass and scrub toilets and fix cars and all those things you have to do when you're the boss's kid.
So next year marks a big anniversary for you guys, obviously.
We're going to be in business now for 30 years.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I bet you'd even sell gift cards if somebody wanted to come by there,
right? Absolutely, we have them there.
So we're talking shop local. We're almost to the big day. People are going to be buying lots of gifts, so spend some of your money locally. Stop off at Judd's place, buy a nice little gift card for somebody in the family.
You know, it's easy to spend money on the cars that we have today because they're just so very high tech and yep. They need lots of attention, and we can handle all those needs.
Great. Well, what type of work do you guys do to cars? Just do you guys do kind of everything?
It's all mechanical based. Yeah, oil changes to maintenance to tires to batteries, anything in between, check engine lights, all those type of things that you would need with your car.
Great. What are your normal hours?
We work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then Saturday we have a limited schedule day from 8 until 12.
Okay, cool. So if someone needed an oil change, they call you up. You might even be able to kind of squeeze them in that
Absolutely.
Day.
We have, you know, appointments that come in all the time. We have a shop that's geared for volume and you know, I'm not going to say speed, but they're geared for production. And they do
quality.
Quality and production. They're geared for that. So a lot of times, if you call, you know, give us an hour heads up, 2 hours heads up, it's not a problem.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that information. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show today is you guys are doing something really special this year. Want to tell us a little bit about it?
We are, we've been blessed with a car that we got for relatively inexpensive, and we're going to donate it to somebody in need.
How did this idea come about? I mean, just the car kind of ended up there and...
Well, yeah, the car ended up at my shop back in September, and I had this seed planted in my mind for months earlier. I don't know what came across. You know, it would be a great idea to give a car away if I sure. was ever fortunate enough to do that. Well, it just so happened that a customer of mine came in with a well-maintained Saturn. But the problem was the exhaust pipe, like any other exhaust pipe, when it's a 99 car, it's just rusted from the...
Sure.
We live here in Maryland with all the salt. There's nothing you can do about it. So she said she wasn't going to fix the car, and I offered to buy it from her for, you know, what she would get the scrap money for because she was going to take it to the junkyard. And then I got some really... some great people on board. I talked to some of my local business owners. I said, hey, here's what I want to do. I want to give a car away to somebody in need. Can you help? And I got Reisterstown Napa Auto Parts, who's been in business forever. They're one okay. of the very first Napas in Maryland. It's like a major, it's a very historic Napa right there, you know, in the Reisterstown area. They sponsored a lot of the parts.
Okay.
Now, Terry's Tag and Title, who I also talked to, who's a chamber member.
Terry's wonderful. She's
they're
on
great.
My board.
Yes, I love her. And I love all the girls there. They do a terrific job.
They're
if you ever get
awesome.
A chance to use Terry's, that's who I only use. Yes. They are sponsoring the car with registration for the year and the taxes paid on the car.
Oh, that's great.
Which is terrific.
That's a big help.
Also, I had this publicized on the counter at the shop, you know, this as soon as the car giveaway came out. And one of my customers is one of the elder board members at the Sandy Mount United Methodist Church. And the church got together and purchased 3 oil changes to go along with this car, too.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of like a added bonus for them just getting the car, kind of really kind of boosts them up
sure.
as they go.
Well, listen, as we're talking, I know there's some folks out there that are thinking, car, free car, how do I get my hands on it? How do people, I mean, how are you going to decide who gets this?
Well, the way we're going to do it is...
Because my wife's already said I need to put in for it for my actual girl, Megan. I said, that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be right.
Well, the way we're doing it is we are getting... for example, we would get you to nominate somebody who okay. you feel is in need, somebody that's compassionate and caring and giving back, maybe a little bit down on their luck and needs a boost. Maybe you know, they got a sick relative, or maybe they're a veteran or a single mother, whatever the case may be. And the thing that we're going to do is we're going to have it judged. We're going to have three different judges. We're going to have Kevin Utz, the mayor. You are going to be one of the judges,
Very
Mike.
True.
And we're going to have... Ann Bollinger from Barnes Bollinger
oh,
Insurance.
Sure.
And she does a lot with the charities here locally in Westminster.
Definitely.
And between, I trust between the three of those judges, we'll find the perfect candidate for this car.
Wonderful. And then once we've decided who's going to get it, how are you going to announce it?
Well, we are going to give the car away on December the 20th. We're going to contact the person who nominated the recipient and tell them, you know, that they actually won and make arrangements to get their nominated person to Shepherd Service Center on December the 20th when we will give them the car at 12 o'clock on noon with the keys and a full tank of gas and the heater nice and hot.
That's a merry Christmas for somebody, huh?
It will really be a surprise.
Well, that's wonderful. So if somebody out there is thinking, boy, I've got somebody I would like to nominate for this, how can they do it, Judd?
It is really simple. There's a few different ways to do it. You could send us a letter in the mail if you'd like, or you could even print something up on your computer and drop it by the shop and slide it through the key slot if you want. But the most common way that people do it, they get online and they go to cargiveaway@shepherdservicecenter.com and they fill out the, it's simple to walk through the steps and fill out who you would feel is worthy of that car and a brief 1,000 words or less, you know, story of okay. why and who.
What's your address out there, too, if they wanted to mail this to you?
Our address is, now there, we have a, our street address is 3226 Baltimore Boulevard, right in Finksburg, 21048. But our mailing address is P.O. Box 830, Finksburg, Maryland, 21048.
Okay, and how about a phone number if they wanted to call for more information?
And if you want to call for more information, you can call us at 410-526-5827.
Okay, let's give that phone number one more time. Please?
410-526-5827.
That's awesome. So anything else you want to tell me about the whole car thing? Sounds exciting.
Well, it's really going to be a cool thing. And so far, we've received a bunch of nominations. And we've had so many nominations, we extended the car giveaway until December the 10th. So you can nominate somebody all the way up until December the 10th, which is this coming Wednesday, I believe.
Okay.
Possibly.
I think
days
so.
From now,
I don't
right.
have the calendar
a few,
right
few
in front
days
of me,
from
but
now,
it's
right.
December 10th.
December the 10th, we're going to have that, the entries, you know, will be cut off, and then we'll go through the judging and reviewing process, and then we're going to really make somebody's Christmas, help to make somebody's Christmas blessed.
Are you going to make a bit of an event at this at your place on the day that it's going to be announced? Or?
Well, I do believe that the Carroll County Times is going to be there and a few other the...
So if anybody listening wants to just show up, they're more than welcome to show
Anybody's more than
up.
Welcome to come up and see who the actual winner is if you nominated somebody. Now, we've gotten like over 30 nominations, and I tell you, it's hard to read through the whole thing without being choked up ever.
Because
you know, probably next year I'll have to have 20 cars to give away.
At least two.
we'll try. You know, it's tough enough to get one, and we got blessed to get the one car, but we've been lucky so far.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, Chubb, we've got a little bit of time left, and I always find it very interesting to know that you wear many hats, and you're a man of many talents. So tell us briefly, in 60 seconds or less, about your acting career.
My acting career. Well, I got lucky and got to an open casting call and was pulled into the House of Cards to do a whole series with them the whole first season. And at the same time, I met some actor friends that referred me to different places. And I've done stuff for Veep and Investigation Discovery Channel and Destination America Channel, where I played an Amish dude.
What kind of an accent did you have as an Amish dude?
I spoke Pennsylvania Dutch. I spoke German.
Oh.
Ich brauche keine Schade.
Very good. What does that mean?
Ich will give you mein Family Acht.
What does that mean?
It means, please believe me.
Oh, I thought it meant please join the chamber.
No, it meant join the chamber.
Yeah, that's funny. That's great.
Yeah, it was really fun. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Well, I really appreciate you being here with me today. I think what you guys are doing is wonderful. I also want to say that anybody that's got a heart like yours to do what you're doing deserves for folks who are local here to bring their cars to you to get them work done.
That's great. Thank you so much for having me. I want to mention a couple sponsors that have helped us with this event. Scott Burgnett with George Mason Mortgage, your special occasion limousine, who does a great job if you need a limousine, fellas, to take your wife out. Main Street Liquors of Hampstead has helped. Good Intent Graphics, Larry Ketron, who's going to be the photographer at the event. And Exit Results Realty, Bob Fry. Thanks again for all the sponsors that have helped.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Judd, for being here with me today. You have a wonderful holiday, and I'll be seeing a lot of you here as of recently.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, don't forget to nominate that somebody, because we all know somebody.
Excellent. Thank you for listening to Chamber Chat. I want to ask you to keep in mind that the Chamber is going to Ireland March 11th through the 18th of next year, so we still probably have some space. Give me a call at the office. You can reach me at 410-848-9050. You can stop off at our office. We're located at 9 East Main Street, right next to Giulianova's Italiana Grosseria. So stop by and say hi. You can look us up on the web, too, for any of our upcoming events. It will be carrollcountychamber.org. So thanks again. Have a wonderful day. Do something special with family and friends, and God bless. Carroll County Chamber.